This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. The Hockey Elite are representing strong, and they should. I want to play a piece of audio for you. And if you listen to this show on a semi-regular basis, you know this is not a Derek Lalonde safe space. The comment amidst the seven-game losing streak about, well, hey, you know, no one gave us a chance at the start of the year, so dot, dot, dot. Into his comments the other night saying, well, listen, you know, next year, it's going to be tougher. You don't even know if we'll be here. I mean, New Jersey could have 100 points. Into last night after, again, losing, which this is my problem with this. I'm all for a good playoff push. Everyone loves a good playoff drive. Those normally involve winning. All we're doing is rationalizing losing. I mean, front and center with Osgood last night. Bally, come on, guys. Former player, Stanley Cup champion, you don't have anything to fear. Just call it. You know, it's not good enough to give up 6 goals. Don't tell me about how, well, this is bigger bravery than William Wallace that they got this 1 point. And what? Had their playoff chances reduced to 15%?
But they stayed on life support.
Great. So Nona didn't die tonight. She's just going to die in the morning. Yeah. You don't celebrate that.
You don't.
Just die already.
That's where they are.
Let's get to the grieving.
It's not over yet, Wings fans. That not me. Before you start yelling, that's not me. That's just what was presented.
Let me play this Lalonde sound, because here's what I'm presenting. If it means missing the playoffs means I get this guy out of town and I get Steve Yzerman to go Kenny on EA Sports hockey game mode this summer where we just acquire. I want to go back to the trade deadline of like 02. And it was like, wait a minute, Brett Hull just descended from the sky. Like, we need a bold off season. We need better players, and we need Lalonde gone. I'm willing to miss the playoffs. Do you know where that comment would be acceptable? If this were the youngest team in hockey. If this were a team like the Pistons, who have teams in the Final Four that are older than them. I might be able to think about that where you got to keep it positive for the kids. One problem, the Wings are the third oldest team in the league.
I would even take this if this was a team that was so far out of the playoff race and they were just trying to make that last-ditch effort and they got a point just to hold on to a glimmer of hope. Then, yeah, guys, we're still battling. But this is a team that, you know, we thought would maybe get to 95 points, would easily be in the playoffs. And now, no, you're just trying. It's almost like he's trying to find any positive thing to say, guys, it's not over yet. You did a good job. As I said before, he sounds like a man who doesn't feel the heat and the pressure of you got to get this done or you're fired.
David, anytime he says it, I end up hating him. And I know he's not saying he agrees with it. But all I feel is rage towards Rico. That's problematic.
See me tomorrow on Bally's.
They say... David, ticket text. Let's check in, and then we're going to the Hockey Elite.
I turned off the Wings last night. Effing losers. Can't do it anymore. John from Shelby says, what a disappointment last night. Edge of my seat just to take a loss. Love watching Raymond, though. He was locked in yesterday. Larkin always seems to care as well.
Yeah, maybe a couple more nights from Raymond like that. He might crack the top 50 in NHL scoring. He's currently 51st. Like, your best player isn't in the top 50.
Alone is a joke, and if he stays, the Wings may not be here next year. Then why keep him around, Jeff from Whitmore Lake said.
I got news for you. If the Wings aren't even here next year, why keep anybody? What the hell would the Iser plan have been? Because here's the next thing that's coming down the line. It's like we can all see the Bally's download. Hey, couple years from now, Augustine or Kosa are going to be here, and this will be the year we have a goalie. I mean, what kind of endless loop is this? Go ahead, Kenny, say something. You got propped up in your chair, which means you either had gas or you wanted to talk.
I mean, two things can be true at the same time. I think... I think that's what Wings fans will do, though. That's what the Steve Botts will do if things don't work out next year, is we just bump it down the line. 2 years in the future, you're going to see Sebastian Kosa, Marco Kasper, Trey Augustine. You're going to see all these guys that are supposed to be the next core of the team. What do we have right now? This needs to be the offseason where we supplement the talent that we're bringing up from the minors with guys who can actually play, who have been in playoff games, who are stars or star adjacent.
And I'm starting to wonder if making the playoffs would be more damaging. I want Steve and company to feel pain. I want them to have to sit there in their own mess as they collapsed. Because frankly, look, let's be real about it now. These teams are basically passing around a hand grenade. Mm-hmm. The Penguins are the only one playing good hockey.
But you're right. If they make the playoffs, I think you see the George Bush type of style of mission accomplished.
Well, you got to make it political. This guy is really provocative today, David. Wow. All right, let's go to Michael.
No, but it would be. It's like that mission accomplished. We did it. We took a step. We made the playoffs, and we'll build upon that next season.
I'm not going to do it. Personal growth. Let's go to Michael, 97.1. Mike, thanks for your patience. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes, sir.
Alone is like, he's taking shots left and right today, and it's deserved, yeah. But we got to put more blame on the man who hired Uncle Fester, and that's Steve Yzerman. I mean, he put him in a bad situation. This coach has had zero head coaching experience at the NHL level before taking this job. He ain't that guy. I don't know where everyone is thinking Stevie's all clenching his fists, all mad at Lalonde's comments and has this no-care attitude. Has anyone listened to Stevie's interviews this season from the beginning all the way to the trade deadline? My man's shown no urgency to win, which trickles down to the head coach. To me, it's more on Steve Yzerman than Uncle Fester.
Oh, listen, I agree with you. I don't give anybody, I don't care what you've done in your past, you're here to do a job right now. I mean, it's like saying I can't be mad at Steven Spielberg because he made movies I liked. Well, the ones you make now blow. Like, Mike, I'm with you, bud. How in year five? Think about this. I said this earlier. If I said to you, all right, do we have an immense amount of young, talented skill on this team? No. Do we have a good defensive core? No, you have Mo Sider and pylons. And we know the goaltending situation is a titanic nothing burger. So, Mike, what have we built? You want to sell me hope? You want to sell me picks? You want to sell me guys who won't play for 2-3 years? I'm not interested.
Yeah, and I think it hides behind the mask. It goes with all these Detroit GMs, Brad Holmes aside. To me, it's just prolonging job security.
Yes.
You know, it's like, well, let's talk about development. Let's push the development game and our young draft picks. And you just see it, and it's just show me a map to win. That's what I want to see. And there's just no urgency, and that pisses me off.
And it should, Mike, because in the end, it used to be, well, if you don't buy tickets, I don't want to hear that. Most people can't even afford to go to these games. Mike, if you're giving them your time, if you're giving them your emotion, you have every right to complain. These teams are an entertainment product that make a promise to the city they're in that they are going to put something out there worth watching or worth attending or worth caring about. Somewhere along the line, we've lost that. We have lost the accountability quotient that these owners, whether you're a Goris, a Chris, a Martha, a Sheila, you owe. Mm-hmm. We don't owe you. You owe us. Especially because vast majority of you took public money to build your playpens. So, yeah, the Wings owe you. And after a decade of irrelevance, five of it under Steve, yeah, you have every right to complain about Steve Yzerman. And I don't want to hear about how he played with a broken orbital bone. One has nothing to do with the other. Nothing.
You're right. But some people can't separate that.
Well, grow up.
No. You are correct.
You are angering me again.
You know what? You're right. I think what's best for me, I should just leave.
Go.
Should just go, and I'll see you guys on Monday.
Take Lalone with you. We'll talk to you later. 248-539-9797. Let me get to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Hey, well, after last night's game, not so good because I felt like I was having flashbacks. Starting with Ken Hollins dumbing down the expectations fresh off of four Stanley Cups. He said you shouldn't expect to win them, and it's very rare, and less is more, all this. And then I just can't imagine Mike Ilitch would allow the kind of talk back and forth, you know, well, you know, we're proud of our effort and all that. It sounds like Chris has allowed them to make these excuses and soft sell that Mike would have fired someone on the spot. He'd have come down from where he was at and fired someone for saying that. So I guess that's where I trace it at, you know, as far as, and the same thing seems true with the Tigers, and they do have the same owners. So
yeah.
Putting that together, like you said, that's a dark hole,
but it's true. It is, but it feels like, oh, publicly they can say, I mean, Scott Harris today at the Detroit Economic Club, oh, you know, my owner has said he's going to give me everything I need, just like Steve across the street. And that's one thing to say it publicly, but until I see it in practice, I don't want to hear it, and I don't think you do either. It's a very laissez-faire approach from both Ilitch-owned properties, and it's not good enough.
No accountability. There's no pressure. When it happens, it happens. And when it does happen, you'll be surprised because you didn't expect it.
You know what? You should go work
for them. Sounds like the Lions. That sounds like the Lions used to be, and now they finally, you know, got a good hire and they're going forward. But I unfortunately don't see a lot of hope until, you know, either Ilitch gets, you know, a pulse or sells both.
No, and the best
part. Thank you very
much. Oh, Jeff, you're very welcome. Thank you for the call. Like, the best part is they're going to treat making the playoffs like they found the cure for cancer. Oh, my God, we made the playoffs.
You know what?
All you poors should bow at our feet. Suck our toes. Like, the playoffs are not the end all.
No. That's why I said it's going to be a gigantic sign in the LC. Mission, we made it.
Right.
We made it.
Like, they'll create an area so we can all sponge bathe Steve when we make the playoffs. Kenny will be able to go up. They'll have like a Virgin Mary statue of Steve near the Miller Lite party deck.
Now, they may only be in the playoffs longer, maybe a little bit longer than the Pistons in 19, but you know what? We made it.
It's just crazy. It's insane. Lalone's comment about.
But I'm glad
about-
you can at least see that because if they do.
Oh, please.
Just like they praise getting a point. They're going to say, we made a gigantic step forward. We made the playoffs. And now we'll see what next year brings.
The Tigers will be printing out We Were Close t-shirts. What? Like, golly.
Second place in the division.
not bad, Tigers 2024.
Right.
All right, tell them all about it. Calls next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Fire this man. Are you kidding me? Soft selling next year in the middle of this year's collapse? Well, you know, it's going to be tough. East is tough. Jersey's going to bounce back. Hope Jack Hughes' surgery went well. We may not even be here next year. Derek Lalone. What? I'd be mad if, like, my niece's soccer coach spoke this way. It's ridiculous. David, no one can hear you. Your mic's not on.
I'm yelling at Kenny.
All I see is his mouth moving.
Because I don't want to hear people say, well, Dan Campbell said something similar. There's a difference.
He was in the NFC title game.
And he's warning his players that don't expect to be here every year if you don't do the work.
Right. He's saying it's not easy.
Right.
This is not a given. Ask the Bills. This doesn't happen all the time. It requires skill, requires a little bit of luck. And, yeah, you know what? Feel this pain. Go work hard because I can't promise you we'll be back here again.
Rico, half the teams in the league make the playoffs. I'm tired of hearing about how we're not going to be here next year.
He's right. I know you don't want to hear it because now you work for the Ilitches, but Kenny's right. It is not here.
You're not allowed in the district. Don't even bother.
Oh, what am I missing out on? A lonely stroll in gray concrete?
We got some big plans for the district.
I bet. Show me another rendering, boss.
Well, we were working on the Detroit sign.
Here's the deal. I'll get skewered for saying this, but I'm going to take Kenny's point a step further. It's not really even an accomplishment to make the playoffs in the NHL or NBA when half the teams get in. It's not like the NFL, which is more of a blood sport. And you have a limited run of mistakes with an 18-game schedule. Over the course of 82 games, half the teams get in. Look at what we're talking about. We're acting as if making the playoffs is solving the world's problems. Kenny's right. It's absurd.
Not only are they not in the top half of the league, but they'd be lucky to back into being in the top half of the league.
Correct. Correct on all fronts. So my point is that right here and now, miss the playoffs, get Riddle alone, and Steve Yzerman has to go psycho mode this summer and bring talent in because they're
so
just...
So you're saying it's both.
Oh, it's
both. You just can't get rid of alone. You got to also go full bore and fix this team.
Both, otherwise...
Because you can't say, we're going to start over.
How are they better next year?
What I'm saying, because if you fire him, you could say, okay, you know what? We're going to bring in a new coach, and we're going to kind of...
Fine.
Start
you
over.
Call up Craig Berube and he looks at this roster and he goes, I don't know. Yeah, at a certain point, we got to have players people want to coach.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. You got to treat it like NIL. You're bringing in a new coach, you got to provide him with talent on the roster.
No, I'm just making sure we're on the same page. Not only do you fire, but you also, foot on the gas pedal. We got to fix this thing next year. The new guy, unfortunately, will not get a three-year cushion. You got to be able to win, and you got to do it in 1 year. And maybe it's not fair, but you knew that when you interviewed for the job.
No, life's not fair. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. What's up, Matty?
Hey, now. So, boy, who would think in my 54 years on this earth that the one team in Detroit that has it together from ownership all the way down would be the Lions? What a mess. I work in sales, right? So if this was the end of my season, my year, and I was going to the boss like, hey, I'm pretty close. I might make it. I might not. But I tell you what, next year there's no guarantee I'm going to make it. Guess what would happen to me?
Get your stuff and kindly leave. Enjoy your weekend.
Kindly leave. They don't want people like that in sales. You don't want people, coaches like that. And to talk about Steve Yzerman and he's safe. Listen, this is the town that fired Alan Trammell. We fired Joe Dumars and he brought a championship here.
Joe, you know what's interesting?
He'll be next.
Matt, I'm so glad you brought it up. Joe Dumars won a championship and brought one as an executive. Okay?
Yep.
And was run out, riddled with bullets.
Out of town.
Riddled. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, no, Matt, I'm with you.
And so much so he doesn't even like coming back to Detroit.
Oh, that's right. So, no, I mean, Matt, here's the other thing. Like, I always say this, we can't act like athletes will get treated the way we get treated. Now, that's on a, whether it's the legal system or whether it's how this guy's a bum, but he's still getting paid. The whole point is when it comes to expectations and performance, no, I'm like you, Matt. This is the real world. Why the hell would a customer base, guys like you, me, Rico, like my dad sold life insurance for a living. If my dad didn't hit his number, my dad didn't have a job. That's the deal. So the idea that Yzerman, fine, I understand it takes a few years. It's year five. And then I got a coach soft pedal in year six, Matt. You're damn right. Oh, yeah. Guys like you have a right to be offended or at least mock it and go to hell with this.
Yeah, and then for anybody to bring up Dan Campbell in a 3-13-1 season was saying, this isn't good enough. We're going to go and we're going to put the work in and we're going to get better. He didn't say, oh, we could get worse next year. You never know.
Hey, you think this is bad? Crazy. Wait till you see what next year could be. No,
crazy.
I'm Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. No, Matt's right. And I'm not, please.
The Joe D thing was interesting because you're right. He won player, won management. And you know what? It got to a point
crucified.
Where I don't even think that the owners was on the same page with him, and he became the fall guy.
Oh, no, no, no. Once Karen took the team, there was a freeze. He was a dead man walking.
Can I get this player? No. What about this? No.
But just realize, and I was the leader of the charge. I thought it was time to break that team up by 06, 07. My point to you is they were making the Eastern Conference Finals with no hope of winning anything. And people were slandering Joe Dumars. So now we're 5 years into this where it looks like we're not going to make the playoffs. 15% chance to get in. Right. That means an 85% chance not to.
It's
not acceptable. And I'm going to ignore that remark.
Goff was right.
He wasn't talking about me. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take your deal, getting Newsy out of here. I thought we had an upgrade from Blashill when he came in, but I don't think that's the case at this point after hearing those comments from last night. And two things for why I'm calling. One is the effort, and it kind of goes back on the coaching. We're on the power play, and the defenseman doesn't want to hold the puck in, and then cutscene, Jeff Carter, shorthand goal. And then you see Larkin and Raymond out there celebrating, you know, because they're putting the puck in the net. But, like, where was all that energy when they're on the 7-game losing streak?
There's no answer. I mean, John, that's been the whole thing. Think about how that we've even ended up here. I mean, thank God they absolutely stole the Columbus game. But, I mean, two no-shows against the Coyotes. Right there alone. Those games were the opportunity to take a command position. They no-showed. Twice. Losing by a combined 8-1. No, you have every right to criticize effort. And the fact is, if Lalonde's not going to rip their ass when the effort's terrible, I am sure as hell not going to listen to this nonsense. Oh, you got every right, John.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much praising the fact, like, with his comment, he's like, oh, well, we tried. You know, good job getting 1 point, but, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, the other thing then, is, yeah. John, 1 second. I'll give you all the time you need. But I've said this. This is not a young team. That's a misnomer. See, he's talking about it like it's a young team. They're the third oldest team in the NHL.
Yeah. And one thing, I hate to do this, but with the officiating, I mean, what was so egregious that Ben Chiarot did on Crosby when Crosby pretty much UFC slams him to the ice, and then we get it, now we got, you know, offsetting penalties, and then the blatant missed trip on Raymond, and then boom, goal. Like, it just takes, like, I'm not trying to sound like Lalonde here, but like it takes the wind out of the sails when you got two calls that, you know, don't go your way. And I mean, they did try hard. I won't discount that, but like, that just sucks, you know, seeing those.
It does. But John, you know, part of the deal, you know, you mentioned it, two words, Sidney Crosby. I mean, league's darling. Yeah. And the other angle, okay, the Raymond thing, you're right, egregious. If I just take a goal off the board, you still gave up five. Like, it just gets to a point where you're like, it's they're not good enough.
Winning five games in this playoff stretch, you know what? Referee bad calls happen.
Right, you won five of your last 20 games. Right. I'm with Rico here. Now Rico's coming back from Pizza Land, and he's ready to...
Oh, my goodness.
The officiating was brutal, but they were 0-3 on the power play anyway. So what's the guarantee they scored to begin with?
Point for Kenny. All right. Welcome back. David, ticket text. We will get some draft a little later, but the Red Wings, for all the wrong reasons, are front and center. And I've offered a deal after what I deem to be strike three for Derek Lalonde with ridiculous Disney movie commentary after a game. I'm ready for the team to miss the playoffs if it gets him fired. And frankly, I'll miss the playoffs if it gets him fired and Steve Yzerman goes out and has the bold offseason we need to have. How much longer are we going to tolerate the Andrew Comps and JT Compfers and the Petries? Guy's third oldest team in the league. You know, on one hand, you want to tell me the guy's a wizard in development and young talent. Okay, I know it can't happen overnight. I know that. But it's got to be better 5 years in than only two of your picks playing. And you don't have a player who ranks in the top 50 in scoring in the NHL. Top 50. It's not good enough.
No.
We don't have any defensemen that anyone cares about outside of Mr. Mo Sider. And the goaltending, if your plan is for me to wait another 2 years for Trey Augustine to leave East Lansing or for Kosa to come to the league, that can't be a plan either. So, yeah, I'm ready for them to. I am full Latte Larry.
But my thing is, if you do the firing, you also got to bring in some players.
100%.
Because here's what I don't want to see. New coach, got to give this guy 3 years.
Let me ask a question. Now, I know Erik Karlsson's contract is egregious with a cap hit of like $11 million. I understand. The point I'm making is Erik Karlsson, despite all the feet injuries over the years, the Penguins went out and made a bold move, and he's still a high-level player who I think has got 55 or 60 points this season, and he's like a plus 10. And I know plus-minus isn't the end-all, be-all. I'm making a point. Erik Karlsson beat you last night with a splash play, with a big-time shot from the slot.
Right.
My point is, we don't do stuff like that. And we're continually told, well, this player's too expensive, or he doesn't want to make this commitment, or this guy's got 3 years left on his deal. Okay, how much longer do we have to wait?
Right, because here's what I don't want, is what you're hearing with Scott Harris and the Tigers. Well, I don't know what happened in years previously, but I'm starting fresh, and I'm going to start all over again, and give me some time. I don't think the Detroit fans want to hear that. That's my thing, is if you fire him, this next coach, when you're interviewing, hey, this ain't fair, but need to be in the playoffs next season.
And Derek Lalonde soft-selling, saying, hey, we don't even know if we'll be back here next year as a team. It's unthinkable mentally for this team to miss the playoffs for the first 6 years of the Iser plan. At that point, you call it a failure. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, no, I would say the patience runs out with the Steve Yzerman stuff and not making splash plays this offseason. This offseason has to be the one where you sign people that matter, that make a difference, not the Andrew Copps and the Comfers of the world.
No, guys who play for playoff teams.
Absolutely.
Guys who log big minutes and big moments for playoff teams. And I know people are going to call in and say, go ahead and make fun of me. No. Well, it's easier said than done. You know what? You're right. And that's what Steve is very handsomely paid to figure the F out. It's also hard to be a brain surgeon. Does it mean you get to suck at brain surgery? No. Well, sorry he died. Kind of a difficult operation. That's no. Christ. I mean, trucking logistics are difficult. Stuff has to show up on time. I love how we let sports people off the hook.
No. I mean, I think what should anger you is the fact that the Pistons have made the playoffs at Little Caesars and the Wings still haven't. That should anger
you. Everything he says makes me hate him. David, ticket text, please.
Oh, I was waiting for these texts to come through. Here we go.
Okay.
The Wings are exactly where Yzerman said they should be. Mike's the only one who changed his expectations when his team was overperforming by all metrics.
Okay.
Hold on, there's more.
Oh, no. I want to respond to each more on individually.
Okay.
When there was 9 points between you and the cut line, do you mean to tell me that when the team goes out and wins 5 of their next 20 games, I'm supposed to just say, well, guess it leveled out. What? Continue.
People who criticize Yzerman are the same people who did that with Harbaugh. Proven track record.
Right.
It will work.
Right. So, yeah, Harbaugh, who was winning 80% of his games. Harbaugh's critique was can't beat OSU and 500 against bad MSU. Harbaugh's lucky COVID happened, or he would have been clipped.
Because
so he hung around for 10 years, cheated his balls off, and won. And then, like Pete Carroll at USC, runs to the NFL before anything can happen to him. That's your comp? By all means, I'll play that game all day. Show me where Stevie's winning 80% of his games.
I don't think people realize if you subtract Ohio State and MSU from Michigan's record, it's pristine. They beat everybody else in the Big Ten, non-conference. I knew that was coming.
That's
but I didn't want to say anything because, you know, I was saving that for my Bally's report tomorrow.
And then here's this one. Stevie is building a team that will eventually be good for a long stretch. You got to believe in him, you morons.
All right. I'll accept that because I think that person's a moron, so they think I'm a moron. We'll call it a push. I just laugh at the notion of, quote, we're building it to be good for a long time. Problem. All sports are designed for that not to happen. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. Let's say you're, quote, good for seven straight years, and you make the playoffs seven straight years, and you have some good moments, but you never win a Stanley Cup. What was it all for? I don't know what to tell you. I'd rather be UConn, who wins six titles in 25 years and is ass the other 19 years, than be just Michigan State, make tournament every year, and be a giant nothing burger. It's the quarter of a century since we won a title. What's it all for? It's like Michigan hockey. Like, oh, now we're 1-9 in the Frozen Four. Like, what's the point?
I'm going to need you to be a little more positive. They got a point last night. That matters. I don't know what it matters for you. Okay? This ain't New York. It matters here.
Are you getting that office ready out over at Bally's?
In the Fox Theater, man.
Keith,
what are you talking about?
Good to see you. Rico Beard here. All right.
They say that's my office.
All right. Let's see if this... This can't be like a couple weeks ago. Hey, guys, the number two. What?
One half.
All right, what do you got?
All right, so just some stats I saw from this week happening in sports. Let's play the game. You ready?
Yes.
You got to tell me what number. What the hell am I talking about when I give you this number?
Aware.
Here we go. Seven figures per hour. Seven figures per hour.
Monty Williams contract.
No, that's seven figures per win. Well,
seven, 2 hours win.
7 figures per hour. Do we get a? Are we need a hint?
So we're talking about, obviously, we're talking about dollars. $1 million. Something is generating $1 million an hour this week in sports.
The Masters. Don't they end up making like $300 million for one weekend? Would it be the Master? Would it be Augusta National Golf Club or whatever?
You are correct. Oh. Augusta rakes in $1 million an hour in merchandise sales during Masters Week.
Oh, but the Pimento sandwiches are cheap. Right, because you're paying $2.50 for a quarter zip. Sorry. It's just always one of these funny things. They want to act like good guys because some nasty egg sandwich is a buck. No, you're not helping anybody. The people had to kill their own children to get tickets, and then they're blowing $200 for a t-shirt. Next.
This sports player hasn't done something in 20 years.
This sports player, you know, we call those athletes.
Well, I got to be vague to start off.
Okay. Sports player hasn't done this in 20 years.
NBA player. Current.
So, I guess like a LeBron.
Hasn't missed the playoffs in 20 years?
And more on a personal level than professional level.
Been faithful to their wife.
More appearance.
That's just slanderous.
Appearance level. More on the appearance level.
I don't know.
You could think that if you were to just look at this person.
Wait, I got it. It came to me. Robin Lopez hasn't been to a barber in 20 years.
That's correct.
That I read the news story this morning.
Serious?
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah. So Brooke Lopez's brother, who looks like not SpongeBob. What's the other one?
Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob. Thank you.
Oh my.
Yes, he hasn't had a haircut in 20 years.
Isn't that insane?
He's got like serious dreads going down.
Oddly enough, neither is Beanie.
Oh.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, he hasn't either.
His
yeah,
hair's pretty long. Just saying.
The Encino man.
Let's continue. Rico's uncomfortable.
Okay, here's another.
That was just a good pull. Like, I was like, LeBron James? Like, who's been in the league that long? Go ahead.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Of what?
The time length of the NCAA tournament.
Till you see this player again.
Oh,
Caitlin Clark in the WNBA with the Indiana Fever?
No.
I thought the
that's got to be close though.
I thought their season started right away.
It's in May sometime. The draft, and then they go to training camp. My bad. Much.
3 weeks, so you see this player again.
Out for 3 weeks.
Oh, Giannis.
Trae Young.
What are we just throwing random NBA players?
No, I'm saying, Giannis got injured, so I'm saying Giannis.
Anybody else get injured?
I thought maybe he just didn't realize the last name. It was like, who?
Alphabet Soup?
Right.
Go ahead.
Hawks, Jalen Johnson out at least 3 weeks with ankle sprain.
I was right. I was right. Right team, wrong player.
Jalen Johnson? That's just not a big enough name. I already gave you the Brooke Lopez deal here. All right, next.
One of five at six figures. One of five at six figures.
Kenny. One of five households were watching the women's college championship.
Not at six figures.
Yeah, I don't know that part. I don't know.
Been talking about it a lot on the air this week. Not just this show, other shows. Media's talking about it a lot.
Can collects.
Something that, that generates way more. Than
solar eclipse related?
No.
Okay. OJ?
Draft related.
One in five, six figures.
Five spots, five locations of something that costs six figures.
Kenny, do you have a
Detroit sign?
Clue on anything?
I got nothing. I'm going to need a hint, a little bit of something here.
Rico is correct.
Detroit signs?
It's one of five billboard-style welcoming signs. The first one produced for $425,000.
Absolutely. And I told you all there were going to be multiple signs. How did I not get this?
Wait, they're spending more money on that crap?
Yeah, yes. More signs.
Pick the garbage up, DJ.
Hey, well.
Where is caller DJ? Pick the garbage up.
We're gonna put one.
That's his business. He runs a cleanup crew. Clean up the roads.
He's powerful and attractive man.
DJ, clean the roads, or you're not calling this show anymore.
Oh,
gonna put one of those signs in downtown Detroit. So.
What? Clean up the roads?
No, Detroit. It's part of my new marketing campaign with my new job.
Right, there's plenty of room for signage in District Detroit. Ain't nothing there.
Shh. Tell anybody.
Go ahead.
All right, here's another one.
Next.
177 miles per hour. 177 miles per hour. It's fast.
No, really.
Just so you know.
Is that like the exit velo of a golf ball? I don't know. I don't golf. David?
I don't know. Are they racing? Is the NASCAR going on? I don't know.
None of us are hillbillies. Of course we don't know.
What's up, Beanie? So maybe I was thinking.
What?
No.
You cannot put that on Beanie because he has long hair and a beard that he likes NASCAR. You can't do that.
Well, you must love Willie Nelson.
Right. I mean, anything else, David? Jesus. Come on. Give us a hint.
You're right there. You're right there with what you guess.
Golf ball.
Yes.
That's how fast the golf ball comes off a driver.
At his age yesterday, Tiger Woods hit a ball that was 177 miles per hour at 303 yard carry.
Holy mercy.
I know this guy's nuts.
Killing, man. Wow. Okay. All right. Overall, I think the only objectionable one was the Jalen Johnson. I never would have got that.
No.
Because I don't care about Jalen Johnson. All right. That is sports by the numbers.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.